Alright. So, Big Yurtzeit this week also. I think this is him. Yeah.
We said I've written on
Chaf. So tomorrow. This is a Rebbe from Kamenka. Shmuel Kamenka.
Sure.
Right? So his Yurtzeit is tomorrow night. I believe it's him. So there's a mice that you're brought down on the Sefer Sipur Chasidim. So it goes like this. Bito shal Rav HaKadosh Rabbi Shmuel Mekamika Haisa Akara. His daughter was you know, Akara means?
Yeah.
She was barren. She couldn't have children. So Nizdame Pam Achas.
Sorry.
Yeah. Kamika Hatzadik Rabbi Rafal Mi Barshad. So in Kamika, this Rabbi Rafal Mi Barshad was walking by. Rabbi Shmuel Einenu Beiso Has. And Shmuel Mekamika wasn't there. So Nimlacha Bito V'Alchal Hatzadik Arech. So his daughter, who couldn't have kids for a long time, decided that she wanted to go get a bracha from Rav Rafal. So Amar La Tzadik. So the Tzadik said to her, Segula Levanim Hi Simcha. So he said it's La Shabbos. The Segula for children, right, is what is Simcha. Kishabah Rav HaKadosh Rabbi Shmuel Lebeso Sipra Lo Bito Es Dibrei Tzadik. So when Shmuel came back, his daughter told him what happened. So Amar La Aviyah. So her father said, Falam. Says so this tzaddik or Rifal, he learned the school from Tanakh. Mina Torah, like it says last week's parsha, Vatitzchak Sar. Vachar kach yodas Yitzchak. Says that Sarah left, and what happened afterwards? She's Yitzchak. Umin hanaviim, pasuk says Rani Akara. She says what? Nakara should be Birina, Birani, Bisimcha. Right? Umin aksuvim, like it says, like we say in Halel, Eim habonim, Smecha. Right, so you see, associated with having children is all about simcha. So he said that's the school. That's why it's a school law for having children is afkai the simcha. So you know, a smart daughter, she asked, okay, if that's so, kevin shasara tzachachal l'shem skula. So if it's so that Sarah left for the skula, lama zeh hisraim akadosh baruch hu aleha. So why did Hashem get upset at her? Heishiv la'aviha. So her father answered, it's like this: skula tzrichim lasos rak kishitzadik mavtiach. A skula, meaning that what you have to do, like a certain action, you don't have to do that when a tzaddik is mavtiach. Aval kshir kadosh baruch hu ba'atz mavtiach, when Hashem himself promises and guarantees, ain't tzorach b'skulos, you don't need any skulos. V'zeu chatash asara, and that was the chet of Sarah. So what was the chet of Sarah? It was that Hashem told her that you're going to have a child. So, but really, she didn't need to do anything. What do we see that was just brought down? Is that the skula to have kids is ayde simcha. So we elaborated the other night, and so like Rav Reuven seemed to him one time, that there's a concept of pruvu by Torah itself. A Torah itself is called peros, right? Like we said the other night, is that if your father and your Rebbe are drowning in an ocean, who do you save first?
Rebbe.
So the Gemara says your Rebbe. Why? Because your father brings you to this world, and your Rebbe brings you to Olam Haba, right? Like we see also, it says, Kol Malavi Ben Chaver Torah, Kiluhu Hu Yalda. It says, if whoever teaches someone Torah, it's as if he's your child. See, by Torah, there's something called Pruvu. Like Rav Reuven Sigdal one time from the Gra itself. He says the Pruvu exists in Torah. So meaning what? Is that the skula, to be zocha to Torah, to be zocha to have atzlach in our Torah also, is being besimcha. So this idea of simcha, we're just going to say Rashi Prakim right now, is that simcha is one of the biggest nekudas of all of us Hashem. Like we know from Rav Nachman, the mitzvah gedol lios besimcha tamid, to always be besimcha. Right, he has a lot of vinyanim on this. That the ikr nekuda of Yiddishkeit is what you have to be simcha. So let's go to the ikr nekuda of Yiddishkeit. What does Yiddishkeit start with? If you ask a Jew, what's the first inyan that you start with? Then what would you say? To go to halacha. What's the first halacha? Shivisi Hashem le'negdi tamid. To what? What does that mean? To always have Hashem in front of me at all times. So now the kuda is that, how do I fulfill this mitzvah? So listen to this. I have this in my Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It's like this. He quotes the Orchos Tzadikim. Ubenosach lazeh, yachol lekayim bechol rega mitzvos asimcha, al asher zacha liyos Yehudi lekayim mitzvosav. He says, even more so than just all the six mitzvos tamidios, he says, you could be mekayim the halacha of shivis yashem lenegdi samid, al asher how? Bechol rega mitzvos, alide mitzvos simcha, that you're zocher be a Jew. So meaning what? Through the mitzvah of simcha itself, is that what? You're zocher to keep that first halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The beginning, the Shivisi Hashem Nesamim, how do I keep that? By being the simcha. Like we know we said the first parsha, I think you guys were here, right? Why did the tocha come? because you didn't share our sin, but simcha v'tuv levav, because we don't have simcha in our avodas Hashem. See that the what you fulfill the nekuda of shvisi Hashem nagdisamin with what? By being the simcha. So I quoted this before from Zusha, but we just said it outside, so now we'll learn it inside, like Rabbi Yeshua Nassim Lamas too. This is what the Rebbe of Zusha, Schus Yaginlinu, says. Okay? So, Vayu Chayisara. So, what does Rashi say? Shishnei Chayisara, Kulon Shavan Tova. He says that what? That all of Sarah's, all Sarah's years were the Tova. But, now let's ask a question. Here's what he says. We'll just say it out again. Yeah? He says, hold on a second. You're going to tell me that Sarah's life was all great and awesome. But what did we say before? No kids till 90. That's not so gishmak. Fighting with Hagar, right? Hagar made fun of her, you couldn't have kids for a long time.
Captured by
Avimelech and Paro, two times, right? Yishmael bothering her son. Seeing her son, we don't realize this, but she saw her son about to get shechted. That's why she died, right? How is that such a gishmak life? That's not so gishmak. But what does he say? He says, Elater Tarebi, Lamdenu, Bo, Ki Al Kol Ma'ora Ma'ora, Sheba Asara, everything that occurred to Sarah, even if it was very hard for her, she would say every time, you know what? I know this for good. That just as a person is chayv to say bracha on tova, so too on something bad that happens. That what do we know that someone says some unfortunately someone passing away?
Baruch
dynamis. So loss of love, or we're gonna say a bracha b'shem mach. I think when someone passes away, you actually say the bracha. B'shem Malchus, right? You say it. Why? Because it's a halacha. That just as you say a bracha on good, so too on something bad. May olam lo chasha Sarah b'tzar. But Sarah never got caught up in the tzar she was going through. Kevan she'edasha kol bolam es Hashem yisbarach. Because she knew what? She knew that it was all coming from Hashem. U'meila kulam shavu l'tova. And through that, she was zocha that what? Everything was a tova. So just al piremes, like we said before, that gam zu l'tova, Skamatra 108, Skamatra ve'emuna. And that what? Is that one of the best things that gets you through anything is when you have emuna. When you're mechazik, you're emuna. Like, you know, we say, like Rav Rimas likes to say, it says, b'chol dor v'dor emunasa. Right? What does that mean, b'chol dor v'dor emunasa? Like we say in Mizmor Soda. So Rav Rimas wanted to say that b'chol dor v'dor emunasa, that what? That each generation, really every day it's talking about, every madriga, like the Noam Mel says, that b'chol dor v'dor represents that every madriga you go to. And since every day you're holding by a new madriga, what, you have mechazik at each time, the emuna. That your emuna should always be going deeper and deeper. You shouldn't have the emuna that you had 10 years ago. It should be mechazik, it should get deeper and deeper every single day. But another kuda that, which we just said about Sarah Menu, is that what? Is that Lamaisa, not everything was so gishmak for her. Right? It was tough. So, but she was mekayim that in if shivisi Hashem nagdisamid, like the Baal Shem Tov says, like I saw a quote from Simar. So what does it mean, shivisi Hashem l'negdisamid? What does neged mean?
Against.
Against. Things, what, across or against. So we translate normally like what? There's the Yishiyah, I've crossed from you. But Rabbi Yaakov Moshe was saying to Rabbi Shu and Asos and Ramis too, is that against, meaning what? That even when things look connected what I want this and this happens. When things are against us and things are hard sometimes, Shvishi Hashem Negdi Samid. Even there, I have to see Hashem in front of me all the time. That's only coming from Hashem for the best. Right? Every single thing that happens to me is just for the best for all in all times, in all places. So now we quoted before, like what Rashi says, Kulin Shavan Tova. So listen to what I just saw in the Medrash. There's a sefer, it's like a Perish HaTorah, it's called Torah Shlema. Right? So it says, Shnei Chayisara. So this is what he quotes from Lekach Tov. So the Torah Shlema quotes, that what does it mean, Shnei Chayisara? Kol Shinosav, all her years, Avra, Besimcha Uvisason. Is that what? All years of sorrow of life, what were they full of? She was Misameach her whole entire life. She had Simcha in everything. I mean, even when things were hard, but what? She was Mechazek or Simcha. At all times, that Sarah lived the life of Simcha. So Nakuda is that Maisa Avo Sim Labanim. So what do we learn from that with Sarah? That Dafka, Sarah filled up her whole entire life with Chiyos of Simcha. So what's our Avoda with Simcha itself? So if you look, in Nakuda Eitzos from Rabbeinu, it says like this. Something very, it's cool, I learned it last year, and it gave me Chizuk, and I learned it this week, and it also gave me Chizuk. It's good to know that Chazara, Dafka, when we're learning Gemara also, when you do Chazara, it gives you a big chiyus a lot of times. When you go over it, that's, oh, I know it. It's It's mechazik. We have to make sure we push ourselves in chazara. So this is what he says. Nekuta etos erech bris os nindalit. It's a thing that we all have to be aware of. Pagam habris. Kedushas habris. We spoke about Shal Shittas this week. Also comes up all over this parsha. It's a nekuda of our life. It's the nekuda klolius of all of Avodas Hashem is where you're holding in Kedushas habris. Mirtz Hashem, when we get close to Shovim and Yonim like that, we'll speak about it more. But now just to put it out. So Rav Nachman says like this. Iker pagam habris. The Iker pagam habris is what? Who are they? Atzvus umar shora. What's atzvus?
Laziness.
Oh, that's atzvus. What does it mean atzav?
Sad.
Sadness. So the Iker pagam habris comes through what? Through a person being sad. A person being down and depressed. V'chein lahefech, but so too on the opposite. Iker shmiras habris. What's the Iker shmiras habris? Who are they? Simcha. So Rav Nachman saying, and again, he's not saying something like fluffy and cute. He's saying the Iker. The what? If a person is a depressed person, or they're a sad person, what is that going to lead to? It's going to lead you to what? Pagam habris. When a person is besimcha, they're full of achias, like I learned one time, I'll tell you one thing I learned in psychology class one time. Yeah? Psychology class says that what? When a person smiles, your whole nekuda of yourself, you become besimcha. And it's mama's true. Adi smile. See, look, you're on fire now. You should know some smile. Look at that. See, how do you not smile for me? No, when a person smiles, they smile back. Watch, put a sad face on. Now look at me. So you can't even do it, because I'm smiling. I'm not doing so, I'll smile. See, look, you can't even look at him without smiling. The kuda is the what? That pagam habris comes from what? Being b'atzvus. But shmiras habris is being b'simcha. So what does a person do if, let's say, his mamish having a rough day? And your mamish don't feel it at all. So I'll tell you nice about the berditchever. Kedushas Levi, like Rishu and us is learning. We're all learning. So Berditchever says like this. He says that, and again, when the Berditchever, he was mamish fiery, shebe fiery. He was like the most fiery tzaddik of all time. It says the mice about him are wild. The mice about him are mamish wild. Like, he's mamish from fire for the Buddhist Hashem. So it goes like this. There's one time that the Berditchever came to shul, and he came like a little bit like late. And also he said like this. Baruch Hashem, Kedem Echlam. What'd he miss?
Goy.
Shalos ani goy. So when he finished, the Chassidim said, Rebbe, you forgot about, now let me tell you. When the British Jibber said shalos ani goy, it wasn't just stam shalos ani goy. When he said shalos ani goy, he'd mom started breaking windows or breaking tables about the simcha of, oh, give up, not a goy. But they just realized he missed it. So all of a sudden they said to him, knew regularly what happened. So the teacher was like, oh, you guys caught me. He's like, what do you mean that we caught you? So he said that I woke up this morning, and mamash, when I woke up, I said, Moda ani, and I was, Moda ani, lefanecha. And all of a sudden, he's like, whoa, lefanecha. Oh my God, I'm before Hashem, I don't have anything to show. I don't have any mitzvahs. And he hid himself under the covers. He's like, oh my God, I'm terrified to be in front of Hashem right now. What if, I'm a nothing. He was trying to do all the mitzvahs he ever done. He's like, oh, everything's just gaiva. It's all gaiva. And the Torah I learned, I don't even learn it well. He might start hiding under his covers and curling up to a ball. And all of a sudden he realized he was even afraid of that. So he got up out of his bed and started running across his house. Actually, he was freaking out. The producer was like freaking out. He's like, oh my God, I'm the worst person in the world. And all of a sudden he just like looked out the window. And all of a sudden he's like, oh, Gevadik. What did he see? He saw a guy outside the window. And he saw a guy doing work. And he's like, oh, I'm not a guy. And he screamed out, Baruch Hashem, Elokim Olam, Shalom Asani Goy. He says, what? He said to his chassidim chaver, I couldn't help it. I was just so besimcha that I found that, what? At least I'm not a goy. Baruch Hashem, if I was a goy, if I don't have anything else, but what? But I know that I'm not a goy, and that got me out of bed. They say about the Yireh Kaddosh, that they asked the Yireh Kaddosh one time, that why don't we just say, Baruch Hashem, instead of saying, what? Shalom Asani Goy, say, Shalom Asani Yisrael. Right? No, it's a good idea. So yes, the Yireh Kaddosh, the Yireh Kaddosh, they said, they asked one time, why don't we say that? So the Yireh Kaddosh said, because if a Jew said, Baruch Hashem, okay, Chamam, Shasan Yisrael, he'd mamash pass out from the Chiyas and Simcha, he'd have from that, able to handle it, that Hashem made me a Jew. So that's all you have to say, Shalom Asan. Because he wouldn't be able to live with the Chiyas of having that. But what's he saying, telling us? You know what? That the fact that I'm not a guy, Gevalt. So listen to what it says. What do we read before in Shulchan Aruch, like quoting? That you're Mekayim Mitzvah Shvisa Hashem and Yisam. And how? By being the Simcha that I'm not a goy. that Rav Nachman says in Sichas Aran, I don't have it in front of us, but he says that a Jew has to mechazik himself to what? To always live with Nekuda Aleph, that what? To be besimcha over that I'm not a goy. That Hashem created me as a yid. Nekuda is chavra. How do we find simcha? We have to be besimcha in ourselves. How do you find it? What? By starting from the Nekuda Aleph, that what? When I wake up in the morning, shalom son a goy, fuck, I'm a yid. I'm a yid. Is there any greater simcha that you could be zocha to be a Jew? How much more so bizocha to be in Limra Torah? Bizocha to be in Tefillah and Mitzvos? Right? Or Zeru Tzadik, Yishrei Lev Simcha? Could have that Pekudei Hashem, like we say, what? Pekudei Hashem, Yisharim? Samche Lev. That what the Mitzvos give me Simcha. That's the Nekuda of it. So this is what the Zohar Kaddish says. It's the Avad here, that's why we could open this. You know, if we didn't have Avad here, then I don't know. Can't wait till we actually find out that your mom didn't like the mikvah all day. You know? Rabbi Cohen would be very proud of you right now, no? This is b'schus Rabbi Cohen. We had to tell Rabbi Cohen, because Rabbi Cohen used to say in any shiur he'd give, he'd be like, okay, we'll call the Zohar, and he'd be like, hey, we should stop here and go to the mikvah. You know? So I'm taking that from Rabbi Cohen, Abdi's Rebbe. So let's know what the Zohar Kaddish says here. Chamina nishchinta lo sharia ba'asar atzivu ela ba'asar di'is be'chedva. Chamina, listen carefully. Hine re'inu that the Shechina isn't in a place where there's sadness. Rather, only in a place where there's simcha. If there's no simcha, then the Shechina is not there. Like it says by Elisha, the Samchini. It says that Elisha lost the Shechina for him. Why? Because he got upset. He got the anger. Because on Yehoram. Vaya k'nagin ha-menagin. V'kasher ha-menagin s'chil l'nagin. When the music player started to play music. Miyad v'atechi alav yad Hashem. Sharsa alav ruach nevuah. Then nevuah came back to him. Harei anu roim. That what? She Elisha Navi rat v'hamshich alav hashash Shechina. Then when Elisha wanted Shechina to be on him, Amar lahavi minagin kidei why the samcho shetishra lav shchina, so he could be besimcha, so the shchina could be on him. The shchinta vada lo shari v'asar tzivu, because why? The shchina does not come to a place where there's sadness. Where do we know this from? That the shchina doesn't come to a place of sadness. Where do we know it from? From Yaakov Avinu. That what? To begin the havei atziv alei de Yosef, since he was very sad that he lost Yosef. Istalak shchinta minei. That what? Because he was sad, the shchina went away from him. Oh, but what does it say? Came in the Asa Le Chedva the Besor of Yosef. But what does it say when Yosef came back? Miyad Vatechi Ruach Yaakovim. And it says, oh, Ruach Chiyas again. Why? Because the Shechina came back from why? Because he was the Simcha. So the Zohar says, you want to know what the difference between Simcha and Atzvus is? Or Shechina present or not? The Shechina is present, then what does that mean?
Simcha.
That represents Simcha. Shechina is not present, what? That's Atzvus. Meaning what? That's Pegama Bris. Whether you have the Shechina or not, that's in your void, whether you're Brisimcha or not. When you're Brisimcha, that's when the Shechina comes to you. So how do we get this done now? How do we mamshech Simcha upon ourselves? It's like it says, we're almost coming to Purim. We have how many days? 116 days to Purim and 36 days to Chanukah. Ah, 36 days. 36 candles. 36 Masechtos of Shas. New Adi, tomorrow you finish Masechtos Brachos.
Been there,
done that. Oh, very good. Remind me when we finish at the end, tell you a story about the Lama of Tzaddik. Okay? So what do we say by Purim time? Say like, Hudim Haisa Ora? The Simcha. So what does the Gemara say? Ora Zu Torah. So you see that Ora, before Simcha comes what? Ora. I mean, representing a what? That when I have Torah, after that comes Simcha. By being Osek in Torah, that's how Simcha comes to me. That's the main Simcha's right there. That's where it's at. Sit by Bufim and Torah. So now the Shlemus of Simcha. Yeah? So how do we get... So if you take the Shlemus of Simcha, it goes like this. You have to spell Simcha b'miloy. So what's Simcha b'miloy? What does that mean? What does it mean to spell Simcha b'miloy? Yeah, I'll just write it after you. What does that mean? Yeah? So I guess you go like this. Yeah? So a Shin, you have... How do you spell Simcha? Sin, Mem, Ches, He. Right? So Shin is like this. Yeah? Mem is Mem Mem. What's next? Ches is Ches Yud Tuf. And Hey Hey. So it goes like this, yeah? Shin Yud Nun Mem Mem Ches Yud Tav Hey Hey. So the gematria of Simcha V'Mila is gematria 868. Right? It's gematria exactly like we say every day. Yismach Lev Mevakshe Hashem. That the shlemus of Simcha, the Mila of Simcha, Simcha at its fullest is what? Yismach Lev Mevakshe Hashem. That what? I'm Bikesh Hashem. I'm longing for Hashem. That's what it means, that longing to be Osek in Torah. That I have a ratzel when I learn it. That I'm full of chias. That what's the next words we say? Say Yismach Levakshe Hashem.
Dirshu
Hashem Vuzel. So what does Dirshu mean? What does that mean, Dirshu? So Dirshu, where do we see that word Dirshu? Where does that come up? Dirshu, Drasha. Is what Darish also is the Doresh Hashem. That's why it's called the base Medrash. Why? Because it's not a place that I come and I learn a textbook. Where it's a place where I'm drisha, that I'm longing for the Borei Olam. Like Rubenstein said in the Shir Lachan Sukkis. Like we say, what are the middle words of the Torah? Darash, Darash, Moshe. Means that what? The middle, the yesod of the whole Torah, is the name of drisha, is that it's a longing. That's the ikker way that it comes. Torah comes when I'm longing for it, but that's the shlemus of simcha. So what? When I'm longing for the Torah. And that's why we have to mechazik ourselves in simcha. Torah is that what? Without simcha, I can't have anything. So bedafka here in Eretz Yisrael. Because you know we have a stir and psukim. One pasuk says, Ivdu es Hashem b'yira v'gilu brada, Davnal says. Right? That's in Beis and Tillim. And then in Perek Kuf and Tillim, what do you say? Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. So Zohar Kadosh asks, which one is it? Is it yira or is it simcha? So he says, I'll tell you the difference. The difference is that Ivdu es Hashem b'yira b'chutz la'aretz, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because Eretz Yisrael is the Makom HaTorah. Right? Avir da'arad machkim. Like the Zohar Kadosh calls it Eretz Achaim. It's a place here where Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. Where do I have to serve Hashem b'simcha? Everything, my mitzias b'simcha. Like Rav Nachman says in Sichas Aran, it says, E efshar the yos b'simcha, ela ade mila d'shtusa. You have to be b'simcha misameach yourself. Whatever way you can get to simcha, be mechazik. Whether it's fooling around with a friend, but not in a bad way, and like, you know, recalling funny high school stories with teachers, you know? I could go through a day, mash 20 days we're taking around, I'll tell you what we did in chemistry in 11th grade. But whenever I see friends, whenever we have friends over, what? But it's Mila Dishtusa that makes us, again, I probably have to apologize to that teacher. Let's just say he got fired in January of the middle of the year. We got a letter in the mail that said, Dear parents, Mr. Blank Blank will no longer be coming back in January. You know? Okay, but at least we had a good time. But the kud is that what? Mila Dishtusa, b'simcha. You know, watching highlights of a game, if that gives you simcha, then boom. You know, if playing basketball, not as Mila Dishtusa, but something that's b'sameach you, then good. You know, if it's watching like a funny video once in a while, or if I have to every day to be mismanaging myself, then good. But what do we see if it's singing a niggin? But I have to do stuff that fires me up to be besimcha. Because I can't come to Lumina Torah unless I'm besimcha. But also, Nikudah is also, but Torah also gives me simcha. There is that what? That the simcha shouldn't be coming from outside places, outside sources. And if it is, then we have to focus that in, like we learned from Nora 9 last week. Nikudah is to mismanage ourselves in Lumina Torah. Smeach ourselves, b'simcha, to be mismeach ourselves, that when we say the bracha, shalom, asani goy, to have a little bit more kavan in that, to be b'simcha in that. And when I say it, not just to show up and just say it, say it b'simcha. And to long for it. B'zilcha to be in the base medrash, be dorish Hashem all the time, like we say. Dirshu Hashem uzo, bakshu fanatamin, see that the face of Mashiach Tzakenim, here amenu, amen.
Amen.